I've got to think it's lovely Arizona. How lovely is it?
Today, not lovely. It's overcast, windy. There's been rain. Like, I don't know, 10 or 12 Celsius, which, you know, for here has
wow.
been bundled in their parkas. Yeah. But that's why they moved the Canada game from Salt River Field here to Chase Field. So it's going to be an interesting day.
Yeah, they'll probably, because Salt River Field, actually, that's a place where they had snow about 10 days ago.
Right. And that facility is just unbelievable. It's a spring home of the Diamondbacks and the Rockies. And honestly, you've been all the complexes in Florida,
mm-hmm.
and it makes those complexes in Florida look like third world hovels. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, no, spring training in Arizona is completely different than spring training in Florida. Let me ask you, they've moved it to Chase Field. Are they going to have any people there?
Well, million-dollar question, but it is an interesting promotion because I gather they're expecting a bunch of the Cactus League games to get rained out today, and they're offering $5 tickets here to the Classic if you've got a seat at a Cactus League game.
Oh, okay.
So they may end up boosting the attendance here for Canada, Italy. But I'm just at the entrance of the park now, and I already see a bunch of Canadian fans in the national team garb already. So maybe there's a decent show in here.
Well, there's enough Canadians in Arizona. You got to think if they can come out to support the team, they will. Shai Davidi joins us from Phoenix, Arizona. Canada's game against Italy moved indoors to Chase Field from the Salt River Fields or whatever the hell it was called. Anyhow, it's the Diamondbacks' home that they'll be playing in. How disappointed was Brett Laurie, Shai, when the decision was made for him or made by him or suggested to him that he withdraw because of the rib injury? How disappointed was Brett?
Well, I would say he was crushed is the word I would use. And, you know, when we were talking to him, at first he was like, you know, I don't think I'm going to play in the first round. And then the more you kind of talk about it, it's like, oh, you're withdrawing from the tournament. And he just almost couldn't bring himself to say it, or he didn't want to contemplate mm-hmm. it. That's how difficult it was for him. And, you know, I've never seen Brett that disappointed and You could tell it really hit him hard because he was really looking forward to it. He feels that he's a big part of the team. Obviously, he is. He's really been having a great time with the guys here. And you don't want to get to that point where, you know, you're a day from the tournament and all of a sudden the minor injury has to pull you out. So it hit him pretty hard. But the reality of needing to be ready for the Blue Jay season was clear in his mind. So I don't think there's hesitation that much.
What? How bad is the injury? I mean, I know I'm not asking you to play doctor, but a rib strain. It's not the dreaded intercostal or oblique injury, obviously.
Right, and that to me is what is the most optimistic sign. You know, the way Laurie was describing it, he said it was like a very surface level injury on the 10th rib and between the 10th rib and the intercostal muscle. And everyone who's talked about it has said it's very mild, but, you know, he had the oblique problem last year and it started off mild and then he kept trying to play through it. It got worse and worse and worse. And then all of a sudden he's on the disabled list for, you know, a month and a half, 2 months. So clearly he's understood that he shouldn't be messing around with things like that. And, you know, given his style, the point of time in the spring, and the sensitive nature of those kind of injuries, you know, all it takes is, you know, one, you know, little bit of an awkward finish on a swing or the wrong dive for a ground ball, and all of a sudden a little deal is a big deal. And he doesn't want that to happen, and obviously the Blue Jays are adamant that shouldn't happen.
Shai Davidi joins us on Sportsnet.ca. So what moves does that necessitate for Team Canada without Brett Laurie at third base?
Well, they can't replace him in the first round. Apparently, the deadline for making roster changes is passed. So they're going to have one player short on the bench until they advance to the second round, if they advance to the second round. And then you can't really replace his bat in the lineup. So Taylor Green is going to take over from third base. I assume that Michael Saunders and Adam Lowen each move up a spot in the batting order. I haven't seen the lineup yet, but I'm assuming that Michael Saunders and the Mariners will hit fifth. Adam Lowen will bat sixth, Taylor Green probably seventh and around there. followed by Chris Robinson and Pete Orr. So they're also going to have to adjust. You know, that's a powerful stick that you're taking out of the lineup. That's some thump, some ability to do some different things in the middle of the order, and also some protection for Justin Morneau and Joey Votto. And the question you have to ask yourself is, are those guys going to see anything to hit right now? Because if I'm the opposition, I really, unless there are guys on base, I don't see any reason to pitch to those guys.
Shai, what does the Italian team bring to the table? They beat Italy last night. They had to go through some pitchers to get it done. Obviously, they beat Team Canada the last time Canada played at the World Baseball Classic. What do they bring to the table, the Italians?
Well, you know, we don't get to see them very much, but they've got a decent blend of natural or real Italians, for lack of a better way to put it, from Italy, and then they got some guys who they've nationalized from the United States, and they got some guys who can play. Like, the best of the actual talents, Alex Liddy, probably a kid in the Mariners system who had a big game against Canada in 2009 when he was still a prospect and has become a reasonable player at the big league level now. I mean, he's the guy who can just be persistent. They have Rizzo, the longtime first base prospect, who's with the Cubs now. I mean, they have some guys who can do some damage, and they have a little bit of pitching. I mean, Jason Brittley came in, and he made it a little bit more dramatic in the ninth inning yesterday against Mexico than probably he would have liked. But, I mean, he was throwing the ball 96-97 in the first week of March. That's some pretty impressive stuff there. And then, you know, the one thing that these tournaments teach you is that nothing is predictable. There's always going to be something that you can't foresee happening. And you get some guys who have some camaraderie, who start believing in each other, and maybe play with a bit of a chip on their shoulder, and they, in a short tournament like this, can maybe get a bit of a jump on teams who maybe have more talent and just believe they're going to win. So, you know, on paper you wouldn't think so, but I think Canada might have their hands full this afternoon with the Italians.
Shai, before he lets you go, Ernie Witt came under a lot of criticism last WBC for the manner in which he handled the pitching. Is he doing anything different strategically this year in terms of how he is going to use the pitching that he has?
Well, yeah, in a certain sense, yes. But, I mean, comparing them is sort of like apples to oranges because, I mean, they really had one guy last time that he really trusted, which was Scott Richmond, and they were trying to save him for the game that they needed. This time they have a few guys that they're leaning on, but what they're doing is they've got six starters that they've paired together two per game. But they want to try to keep them to under 50 pitches so that they can bring them back in time for a second round if they need it. So, they're looking to get 2 to 3 innings out of each guy, 45 kind of pitch range, not go above that. Because if they do advance to the second round, they're going to have a game on Tuesday. They don't want to do a bullpen by committee. So It's going to be Sean Hill today. He's going to start. He's going to be limited, and that's the guy they're probably looking to start on Tuesday if they get that far.
Give me the name of a guy who is going to surprise us in this tournament for Team Canada. I mean, we know about Votto. We know about Morneau. Is there a guy that we're going to be, when this tournament is over and when Canada's finished playing, we're going to be going, wow, I didn't know about him?
I wonder if Chris LaRue, the Pittsburgh Pirates, who's starting tomorrow against the Mexicans, I wonder if he's going to, you know, really catch some people's attention. But this is a guy who's got a big arm. He had some injury problems. He's bounced around between bullpen and rotation. Had some cups of coffee with the Pirates and the Marlins. And he's a guy that if he starts throwing the ball really well, he can really cut through a lineup. And he's going to get a chance to shine tomorrow against Mexico. And that's going to be a big game because, if Canada wins this one, that's the game that they're going to have to get to advance because you don't want to have to go to a must-win against the Americans with Jameson Taillon, a good Pirates prospect, but inexperienced on the grand stage. You don't want it all riding on him. So I think Chris LaRue's really got a chance to make a name for himself tomorrow.
Shai, I appreciate you doing this. Thanks so much. Enjoy the tournament. It is, as I've told people, it's one of the best things I've covered. And we'll look forward to seeing you on TV, hearing you on the radio, and, of course, reading you on sportsnet.ca. Thanks so much for doing this.
Anytime, Jeff. Take care of yourself.